The reason we're here today is not in opposition of the prison project itself. Voters voted in a democratic manner on $50 million for the prison project through a bond referendum. Without public input or consent, the Woodbury County Board of Supervisors took $15.6 million out of $20 million in COVID recovery funds from the American Rescue Plan Act and misappropriated that towards an inflated cost on a prison, a 31% inflated cost. So that's what's brought these groups together, unions, tribal nations, healthcare advocates, former and current elected officials, is that this money was misappropriated without public input. The public got to decide on $50 million. Why don't they get to decide on the inflated 31% cost, the extra $15.6 million? So that's why we're out here today in protest and solidarity.
What do you think the money should be used for? Because it's 3/4 the amount of money the county is expected to get for COVID-19 relief. Where do you think that money should go instead?
The United States Treasury set up an interim final ruling on where the money should be focused on in communities, and they were very vocal in those rulings that public input should be included. I think that's where we need to start, is asking the public, reaching out to them, holding public forums and discourse, and asking, what do you think that we should spend the money on in line with the United States Treasury spending guidelines? Some of those examples include houselessness or rent and mortgage relief, increased benefits and pay for frontline workers during the pandemic. And then there are limited infrastructure expenditures that are allowed by the U.S. Treasury, such as water systems, septic systems, and broadband systems. The U.S. Treasury has not come out with their final ruling yet, and let me please be very clear, we're nowhere near done with this campaign. We will keep pushing forward to retrieve that $15.6 million that the board misappropriated.
You know, I think the general consensus, like you said, the public voted on the $50 million bond issue. From what I've heard from other advocates as well, there could be other approaches too, instead of incarceration, for some people who might be here at the jail, the future jail someday.
Yes, absolutely. There were many programs, incarceration preventative measures and programs in the city that have been defunded over the last number of years. We could use some of this money to reinvest in those programs to keep people out of the jail. I mean, this is Woodbury County, Iowa. This is the fourth most expensive prison project in the Midwest. I think that the general consensus is that, you know, we have the money for the prison. We have $50 million. We need to build a $50 million prison, not a $65 million prison, without public consent.
How about those that say, hey, you know, COVID-19 drove up the price of construction? It costs more for materials and that kind of thing.
Costs have dropped drastically in the recent weeks. So if anyone looks at the numbers, that can be debunked quickly. And if we're concerned about whether it's COVID-19 expenditures or COVID, and healthcare precautions within the prison, what about the current prison? What about the prisoners, the 200 and some that are held in Woodbury County's prison right now in that dilapidating prison, which nobody argues that we need a new one or a new facility. But what about those folks right there that are at risk? Why are they not using that money to ramp up this facility and make sure that safety precautions are taken there where people are right now?
And when it comes to safety precautions, the sheriff just last week said, my employees do not need to be vaccinated.
When one of our coalition members asked the Board of Supervisors if they were going to do any kind of public outreach with these funds for COVID-19 preventative measures, they said that they had no plan either.